Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about Kathy Perry being back on the show. Kathy is a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, one of our top social media experts in our Brain Trust, and she's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she's here with more social media tips. Kathy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. You know, Kathy, before you joined us, I was telling the audience you were coming, and I said she's going to help us with this strategy around which you can be successful, that, you know, you've got to get going, you don't have to conquer the world, you don't have to beat everybody, you just have to get started. And that's kind of how I feel about it. I'm trying to encourage small business owners to dip their toe in, to get a little bit familiar with, to become a little more comfortable with how social media can help them in a way that I think they actually will pull it off, rather than just being so intimidated by thinking they're so far behind that why bother? And isn't that kind of where we are with a lot of small business owners?
Oh, it is. And, you know, today I kind of thought I would talk about mobile marketing and some of that location-based marketing to drive traffic to their businesses.
Which is a huge part of helping a small business get comfortable with social media and the new technologies.
It is. And today we have over 5 billion mobile users, so there's a lot more people on the cell phones today. Yes. And so, you know, one of the things that is helpful is knowing that there is a whole ad network for mobile, and Google has it called AdMob.com. And I wanted to make sure your listeners, everybody knew that there's an online marketing solution for them to have text ads on mobile phones with just like Google Pay-Per-Click for the Internet, but now it's on mobiles as well.
How does it work for mobile? How does that system work for mobile? For local mobile?
So what they do, you know, as more and more ads are appearing on people's cell phones, because of the Androids and the iPhones, they're going to a lot of different places. They're not just calling. So they're getting text ads. And as they're traversing through the using their cell phones, and so you can target based on country, zip code. You can really target on a market segment. You can target in on iPhone users or even Android users. So they let you do some targeted marketing, but it's just an advertising avenue. It's pretty nice.
And because it's local, two things: it's not expensive, and you can get to the higher rankings. You can get yourself inserted without having because it's local. You're not trying to conquer the world.
You're not trying to have your message go out to the world. You want it to be very targeted, coming in on your zip code that you're trying to reach and that type of thing. Now, There's kind of another nice tool called Broadtexter for a business to actually create his own mobile club for his customers and send them text messages. So possibly a restaurant or a local business that has a lot of retail business, they can say, here, join our messaging club, and then when they have special offers, they can be sending them out to their fans and their customers.
Say the name of that company again.
Broadtexter.com.
Broadtexter. Spell it again.
Broadtexter. broadtexture.com.
Broadtexture.com. Folks, check that out. So now, whereas I've been spending the last 13 years encouraging small business owners to ask their customers for their email address, I'll also ask them for their cell numbers.
Absolutely. Yep. And now you can...
I know some people who are... I do business with some companies who text me when they think I need to know something about an order or about an opportunity, and I like that.
Yes. And, you know, it's not that you're blasting out messages to people who don't want it. It's people who want your information. So you're really creating, like, your own mobile club or fan base.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And there's, you know, we also have, you know, those location-based marketing tools like Foursquare and Gowalla and Facebook pages, but that's really for checking in and things like that. That would be for heavy mobile users that are a lot of Twitter users and that type of thing, that they're really wanting to create a little community around a tool.
Well, and you know, the reason why what you're talking about is so important, and I've been talking about it on this show. I talked about it in the last hour a little bit, Kathy, and that is because there are going to be billions of people who are going to have smartphones in the next 3 to 5 years, maybe the next 2 years, who never have had and never want to have a computer.
An internet. Yep. Absolutely.
They've got a smartphone. They're not going to want to have a computer. They don't have a computer, and that's how they're going to expect to be reached. And I was saying this to a guest in the previous hour. He said, "I've got a 16-year-old daughter who doesn't want a laptop. She's happy with her smartphone." So it's not we're not just talking about the Chinese. We're talking about American teenagers.
Right. Yes. Well, the smartphone has become the new computer, and that is where we're headed. So pretty soon we won't be having the computers that we have. We'll just be using our cell phones. Everything has just gotten smaller and faster and more information available at your fingertips.
Right. I call it global mobile.
Global mobile, absolutely.
You got to start thinking about it like that. Kathy, give us your website, please.
It's www.Kathy, with a K, KathyPerry.com.
You can find her books there and all the work that she does there that can help you with your social media strategy. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. And I'm going to ask her about that Facebook pages thing. That's kind of new, too. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I was
a dandy. Yeah, Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.